says, old dog doesn't learn new tricks. That applies me in English. So I want to ask you for your patience with me to understand my words and the biblical thoughts that I want to share with you tonight. I really appreciate the good communication that exists amongst all the members to report the good news about baptisms, engagements, birthdays, but also health complications, and brothers and sisters pass away. So we can call, pray, and help in every ways. By reading the bulletin about brothers and sisters passing away, I reflect and decided to speak and encourage each other to trust in the promises of Jesus give us for this life, especially for this life, but more especially for the one to come. Brothers and sisters, death is a reality. And we all are in line waiting for that day. And certainly our names will be the University Church Bulletin someday. Tonight, I want to talk about the resurrection. One more thing. We are going to read several Bible passages. Our brother Matt is going to read them. Tonight, I'm going to discuss 4 points. First, the 3 times that Jesus talked with his disciples about his death and resurrection. Second, the 3 resurrections that Jesus performed. Third, Jesus' resurrection. And fourth, the spiritual resurrection. Before the first point, let's read together John chapter 17, verses 4 and 5.
I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed.
In just over 3 years, Jesus did the work entrusted by the Father. This heavenly work was complex. He was incarnated, the Word became flesh. In these 3 years during his public ministry, he revealed the Father, revealed himself, and he came to destroy the works of the devil. Finally, he went to the cross to offer his life like the perfect lamb to the redemption of men. and raised after death. While Jesus was preaching, he talked to his disciples three times about his death and resurrection. The first time was after Peter confessed that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is Son of God. The second time was after his transfiguration. In Matthew chapter 17, says, when Peter, James, and Andrew came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, don't tell one the vision until the Son of Man raises from the dead. The third time, it was possibly a week before his death. Please read Mark 10, verses 33 and 34.
Saying, see, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him, and after 3 days he will rise.
We just read that Jesus told his disciples about his suffering and humiliation, and he knew people were going to spit on Jim and ridicule Jim, but Jim laughed at Jim. He knew about his terrible, his cruel death. He knows that he's going to suffer a lot. Was terrible kind of life, the crucifixion. But also, he knew that he was going to be risen from the dead. He knew all things. It's nice. It's amazing. But we need to think about that. But the disciples did not understand nothing about Jesus' resurrection. Our second point is about the three resurrection Jesus performed. In Luke 7 says that Jesus went to the city of Nain and saw a widow crying because her only son had died. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and told her, don't weep. Jesus raised the boy and he gave him to his mother. The second resurrection in Luke 8, a man named Jairus came to Jesus and told him, Master, my daughter is dying, save her. Then Jesus went to his house and everyone was crying because the girl had already died. But Jesus resurrected her. We're going to talk a little more about resurrection Lazarus. Brother, we're going to read John 11, 21 to 26.
Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?"
These three resurrection events, have something in common. All were crying in pain, in desolation. So much that Jesus cried. Jesus cried, because all cry. Jesus cried, maybe out of anger and frustration for the consequences of sin in this world, but he had compassion for all. In a specific, let me see others. In a specific, this miracle about Lazarus, resurrection Lazarus. I want to tell you something about Martha. No? Lazarus' brother. Martha daughter about Lazarus' immediate resurrection. But Jesus told her, "Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? Do you believe this?" That's when he was talking with Jairus, remember? Because some tell him, "Your daughter is dying." But Jesus told Jairus, don't fear. Believe. And we know the end of that wonderful story. But with Martha, say, "If you won't hear our brother, don't die." Jesus say, your brother going to rise. Martha say, yes, I know. In the last days, maybe Martha hear about John 5. Remember when Jesus say that in the last day going to resurrection, the great resurrection, good resurrection, etc. But Jesus says, "Martha, I am the resurrection. I am life and the life. Believe. Do you believe this?" Brother, this question is very important, very interesting. This question is also for us. We all should believe in the resurrection. The world may not believe, but we do. That is why we are here today, because we believe in Jesus, in his resurrection. The third point is about resurrection Jesus, or about the resurrection of Jesus. I tried to say correctly. Well, finally, Jesus was put to death on the cross. On the cross, he revealed the Father's love, revealed his own love for us by offering himself as a supreme sacrifice for the forgiveness of all our sins. Right? It is a great blessing for us to remember this each Sunday when we participate of the Lord's Supper. Each Sunday, every Sunday. I know many good people, maybe pass the most of their life Sunday, all life, many Sundays, coming to participate Lord's Supper, because understand what happened in that cross. In that cross, we can see the Father's love for us. After his death, he rose on the third day as he had promised. And just as the angels announced his incarnation, they also announced his resurrection. The angels. You remember when Mary go to the cemetery or tomb? And she'll say, hey, he's not here. He rise. Wow. Same when another Mary appear, Angel Gabriel, hey, you know the story. The angel, in the beginning of the life of Jesus here in the world, and the angels announced his resurrection. Also, in the end of his work in this earth, you remember, in the ascension, appear again the angels. Remember? Nice. For us, it's a big blessing. We need to reflect a lot because it's the God truth. It's our truth. And also, do you remember? I said that death is a reality. Remember? I say that in the beginning of my short lesson. I want to say that the resurrection is also a reality. It's a reality. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Gloria a Dios. Oh. One more thing. Jesus said that we would see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets in his kingdom. It is my desire to also see my mother, my wife, my children, my brothers and sisters in Christ on the day of the great resurrection. Right? We hope that. However, if this is not the case, nothing will compare to the joy of being able to see our great God just as he is. Nice blessings. Like we were singing, the shine of God shine our mind, and we can understand. We can see all words that Jesus said for us. Finally, I want to talk for a few minutes about the spiritual deed. But I want to ask some questions. How was humanity in the time of Jesus? How was? Please, brother, read Romans 3, 9, and 10, and also 23, and Ephesians chapter 2, 1 to 4.
What then? Are we Jews any better off? No, not at all. For we have already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under sin, as it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us.
This text tells us sad things. Everyone was in sin. Everyone was dead in their sins. No one was good, nor even one, because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But not only they were in sin at that time, this reality belongs to all men in all times. Today is the same. And that is very sad. I remember when I read these verses many years ago, in my first days, in my first love to God, I wanted to cry. It just can't be, I say. But it's truth. But, I like but. The good news. Please, read Ephesians 2. 5 and 6.
Even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
But God, because the last verses in Ephesians 4:2-4, all deserve the punishment. All or are seen or pushed. But, verses 5, the grace of God give us life. All sinners are separated from God. They are spiritual dead. Through Christ, they can rise from that death. Through Christ, they can rise from that death, the spiritual death. All people in sin is dead, spiritual. I'm going to read John 5:25. I'm going to try to do the best. You should say, truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when he did will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will be the spiritual death. When people hear the gospel, the voice of God, as many came out of the graves on the day of Christ's resurrection, because you remember, so also many have been coming out of the graves of sins since the day of Pentecost, obeying the gospel. Glory to God. Again. Since that day, the gospel bring people to his kingdom. Wonderful. Nice blessings. Today, there is a resurrection that must take place, the spiritual resurrection. And if we die physical, it doesn't matter if we have already risen with Christ. We will live eternally in heaven. If someone has not risen spiritually, sadly, very sadly, they will die eternally. I want to finish reading from a precious text to comfort one another about this subject. Please, brother. First Thessalonians, verses 13-18.
But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
I'll say, in the end of this text, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Comfort. 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 Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. This story ended well. The resurrection changed everything. His work was confirmed. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the resurrection and life. I want to say something more. With resurrection Christ, he accomplished many prophecies, starting back in Genesis 3:15. Jesus crushed Satan's head, overcoming sin and death, and of course, the devil himself. The victory was complete. And from that day, resurrection is the most important story ever told till today. Right now, it's the best news of all times. Of all times. If there is someone here who is a Christian but has forgotten the importance of our resurrected Christian walk in Christ and is struggling, please let us know so we can help you in any way in the love of the Lord. If there is someone who is considering this message of eternal hope of resurrection but is not sure, please, let us know so someone can answer any question. If there is someone is compelled by this word of eternal life and has not obeyed yet and wants to come to life from death in the waters of baptism, please, let us know as we stand silent.